I dreamed I turned on my steel belted radio, and hearing all the songs that you don't hear on your normal radio.
Listen to Steel Belted Free Range Radio Thursday nights from 6:30 to 8 o'clock on 101.5 UMFM. Songs that you don't hear on your normal radio.
Hey, this is Keith and Renee with Easily Amused.
And you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on CJUM 101.5 Winnipeg.
Let me make sure I get this capo placement right, otherwise I will be in trouble. Okay. My poor guitar has gone through a lot of airports lately.
Standing at a window, I'm pressed against the past. I'm looking on in black and white through the eyes of photographs, and I'm falling into faces, cultivated smiles, two-dimensional. Je me souviens, Canada. Gas town in the morning, on a train in 69, into the arc weld of the rising sun, we left the coast behind. And the wheels are rolling a rhythm, and I heard it now for the first time, the endless song of traveling out of Canada. Oh, Canada. Distances I've traveled out of Canada. Through the dark days of the prairies, the boundless sky above our heads, my stepfather looked for Mounties in the streets of Winnipeg, and he told them that my mother's love had stolen his heart away, and we all stood there posed, the Polaroid of Canada. Oh, Canada, the longest road I've rode, paved with the kind of broken hearts that lead to broken homes. Looking backwards, I remember the cracks in all the paving stones. Ships little like Christmas, and the moon a swollen ball. When the sailors spoke of England, And I waited until the ocean turned from emerald to gray. The wind threshed the water and washed our wake away. And the seagulls blew like words back to the mouths of the St. Lawrence. As we sailed out on the Empress of Canada, oh Canada, the longest road I've known, paved with the kind of broken hearts that lead to broken homes. Looking backwards, I remember the cracks in all the paving stones and the distances I've traveled out of. First country of my youth, my heart was ever drawn to you like a tongue to a broken tooth. In a world where everyone was always leaving, I was trying to keep my fingertips on Canada.
That is the great Stephen Fearing, and I remember I don't know if I told you this before, but I first went to the Winnipeg Folk Festival. I think it was 1993, and I had really no interest in going because you know, folk music is old people's music, and I was in high school, for goodness sake. I wasn't into old people's music. The only reasons I went was A, because my friends were going and I thought, you know, we would have some fun, and B, because I had a chance. I'd been asked if I wanted to go work one of the stages, and I thought it was a good little experience to put on my resume. And you know, when you're in high school, I guess you're looking for that kind of thing. So I went, you know, not really having any clue what to expect of this festival. I guess I had known of it, and I had thought about going before to see I was going to go the year before to see Steve Earle, but he never showed up. But really, I don't know if I ever would have gone. Well, I guess I would have eventually, but if I would have gone sort of on my own willingly. But I remember it like it was yesterday. The very first time I really went, oh my God, this is where I belong, is when Stephen Fearing got up on stage one, and it was the first time I'd ever seen him, and I was absolutely blown away by how powerful the guy was. What an amazing guitar player he is. His words and the way he sings. Stephen Fearing is without a doubt one of the finest singer-songwriters there is. So it's always a pleasure to have him back in Winnipeg, and he will be back in Winnipeg on Saturday, the 27th, at the Big West End Cultural Center. But first, before that, a few days earlier, on Thursday night, he's going to be in town a little bit earlier, and darn it, he's coming down here to record a little live interview and play for us, and that is very exciting. That we just heard right there is The Longest Road. That was recorded the last time Stephen came in here on the show, on April the 13th of 2003. Hard to believe it's been that long, but and he did that song for me by request. It's funny because I actually requested the wrong song. That was the song I wanted to hear, and he asked me if there was anything I wanted to hear, and I said The Station, and you know, they're both kind of train songs, and then he couldn't remember The Station and didn't think he could play it. So I said, well, and then I remembered the real name of the song, and he played that one instead. So it's a good thing he didn't play The Station, because I don't like The Station as much. But anyways, I want to play some more stuff from Stephen Fearing just to get you primed up. And I know some of you haven't really heard much Stephen Fearing, and you are missing out indeed. This was the first Stephen Fearing album I picked up right after the Folk Fest. I don't know why I didn't buy one at the Folk Fest, but right after the Folk Fest, I went to the I actually went to the library and got this and taped it. But I ran out and bought it soon after that. This is from Stephen's album, The Blue Line. This is something. This is a song he wrote sort of in memory of the Montreal Massacre. Heavy subject, that, and Stephen does that so well. This is something called The Bells of Morning on Telebenegal.
Tonight I'm speechless. My head is filled with pouring rain as the darkness falls on Montreal. When violence is shrieking, the city streets will run with pain till the moon can shed no light at all. And I believe that we have fallen in the middle of an old highway, and the past is rolling over us as men begin to understand what women say. They see history reaching out to smother all of us. So ring the bells of morning for sorrow and for shame, and let the deep well inside each of us swell without rage. Those of us who know it went before can come again must ring the bells of morning. I met a man once, he held himself tighter than a fist. He was hard and fast in his inflexibility. He was threatened by the future, a product of the past. He was terrified by his own femininity. We must ring the bells of morning, we have everything to gain. And may those of us who comprehend commit our lives to change. Though you swear that you can let yourself be vulnerable again, ring the bells of morning. Can't face ourselves and we will never understand. We can learn to make a cradle with these stubborn hands. We will hear the echoes from this shattered land when we ring the bells of see the day when the violence was overcome. She said silence is the fuel, fear and ignorance, the roaring flames that burn the freedom out of everyone. She said ring the bells of morning and let none of us pretend, for if you walk the path in silence, you might never reach the end. Those of us who know it went before can come again must ring the bells of morning. Lead us on until the dawn. Ring the bells of morning. Ring.
parallel never shall they meet. You and I are two sides of the same suburban street. We share the same religion. We hum the same old songs. We learn to keep our distance. We never get along. I said, oh mercy, won't you come and shine your love on.
Riding now, riding. myself together just a little further on. I might stop and get some rest until the weariness is gone. But I don't know how to reach you when the night is coming down and the darkness folds around me like a black silk gown. Oh, I'll be riding now, riding with me. Oh, I'll be riding now, side by side with me. Driving through the midnight between the rumble of stress. Never let your promises get too far from your lips, because the night is shot with diamonds above these dark New England towns, and the highway drawn beneath me like a black silk gown. And the highway drawn beneath me like a black silk gown. And the highway drawn beneath me like a black silk gown.
had a dream that you were pregnant, and I awoke to pray that the stork who carries baby songs was heading my way. And I was tangled in the sheets, and I was torn between the two, the man who married music and the man who married you. Am I over the hill? Have I gone around the bend? 'Cause I'm out there chasing songs with melodies that never end. And I sing them 'cause I have to, and I love them so I do. The man who married music, the man who married you. And every life is suffering, every life is pain. Agony and ecstasy are my middle names. The truth is stranger than fiction, and strange is what I do. So keep a candle in the window, I'll be home soon. Jealous kind, 'cause on the day we were wed, there were two grooms and two brides, and I stood right beside you, and they stood beside us too. The man who married music, the man who married you. And I miss you when I'm everywhere, I miss you when I'm home, I miss you when I'm nothing and when I'm alone. And truth is stranger than fiction, and strange is what I do. The man who married music and the man who married you. The man who married music and the man who married you. Tried to be someone else. I picked my own pockets for a change. Nickels and dimes. Shelley, I told you, this town's killing you and me. We could just drive to walking across the street. 24 hours once around the sun puts us in the way we want to be. 'Cause tonight we'll be right back.
it's not going anywhere. I'm the freak of the week, waiting after hours for some pinball cowboy to climb my stairs. And tonight, you drew a line around me. It's a circle.
The brilliant, the wonderful Blackie and the Rodeo Kings there from Kings of Love with Nickels and Dimes. Man, I love that song. That's, of course, Stephen Fearing along with Colin Linden and Tom Wilson. And if you haven't heard the happy news, they're coming back as well in March, March the 5th at the West End Cultural Center. And it's been a long time since Blackie played at the West End Cultural Center. And holy crap, are they good. But don't by any means hold off on going to see Stephen Fearing because you're going to see Blackie, because they are very different shows, and both are going to be absolutely stellar. I guarantee it. Anyways, what else are we hearing there? We heard Stephen Fearing with a couple from his latest record, Yellow Jacket. We heard The Man Who Married Music and This Guitar. Really great record from Stephen. Before that, Black Silk Gown. I love that one from That's How I Walk. We heard Blind Indifference in there from Industrial Lullaby. The Bells of Morning taking us back to Blue Line. And yep, Stephen Fearing, Saturday night, West End Cultural Center. And I'm telling you, if you haven't seen Stephen Fearing before, you have not lived. And I'm telling you, I'm putting my guarantee that you will love the show. You come to the show, and if for some reason you don't like it, I will buy you a drink, maybe even two. But you're going to have to really explain to me why you don't absolutely have the time of your life. Because getting shivers just thinking about it. Anyways, I do want to play a couple more. I could sit here and play Stephen Fearing songs all afternoon. But we do have other things to do as well. I want to play a couple of covers. Because Stephen, in addition to being one of the greatest songwriters out there, he's an amazing music fan, and I hope to talk to him a bit about that when he comes down here in the studio on Thursday night. But he's always turning me on to new music. Every time Stephen Fearing mentions a name to me, I go out and I find out who it is, and I buy the record, and I love it every time. I mean, he's done this with he's turned me on to John Wesley Harding, Willie Porter, Andy White, all kinds of people. Stephen Fearing, when he drops a name, you pick it up and you run with it. Honestly. Anyways, a couple of covers. Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, of course, started as a cover band to one of this country's greatest songwriters that up to that point not very many people were familiar with. And they have gone and made him far more famous than he ever made himself. And he has not capitalized it on in any way, which always surprises and amazes me. Anyways, so we'll play one of the Willie P. Bennett songs that the Blackie and the Rodeo Kings started off doing, and then another amazing, amazing cover from Stephen Fearing, and then we'll start to wrap up the show after that. Here's Black and the Rite of Kings with Lace and Pretty Flowers.
You got lace and pretty flowers to give your baby, get her under your powers. If you got silks and sweet perfumes, you know she might come, up to your room. But if she's got soul, know she's gonna bowl you over. And when my baby rolls me over, I feel like I wanna fly, like I wanna fly. You got satin, lots of money, diamond rings and such things to trap your honey. You got big black cars, you want to let her ride. Give it all to her, she might come over to your side. But if you got love and a deep devotion, it gets just as the ocean with just you two inside, just you two in the country. You give it all to her, she could still be empty. You could be the richest man in the world, but there's nothing I know of that'll buy you the heart of a girl.
Hi, this is Willie P. Bennett. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
Given all they had for something new, but the light of day was on them. They could see the thrasher coming,
and the water shone like diamonds in the dew. And I was just getting up, hit the road before it's light, trying to catch an hour on the sun. When I saw those thrashers rolling by, looking more than two lanes wide, I was feeling like my day had just begun. Where the eagle glides ascending on an ancient river bending through the timeless gorge of changes where sleeplessness awaits, I searched out my companions who were lost in crystal canyons when the aimless blade of science slashed the pearly gates. It was then that I knew I'd had enough, burned my credit card for fuel, headed out to where the pavement turns to sand, with a one-way ticket to the land of truth and my suitcase in my hands. How I lost my friends, I still don't understand. 'Cause they had the best selection, they were poisoned with protection, there was nothing that they needed, nothing left to find. They were lost in rock formations or became park bench mutations on the sidewalks, in the stations, they were waiting. So I got bored and I left them there, they were just dead weight to me. It's better down the road without that load. Brought me back to the time when I was 8 or 9. I was watching my mama's TV, that great Grand Canyon rescue episode. Glides descending on an asphalt highway bending through libraries and museums, galaxies and stars, down the windy halls of friendship to the rose clipped by the bullwhip. The motel of lost companions waits with heated pool and bar. But me, I'm not stopping there. I got my own road left to hold. Just another lie in the field of time. When the thrasher comes, I'll be stuck in the sun like the dinosaurs enshrined. Then I'll know the time has come to give what's mine.
Mr. Fearing there with an unbelievable cover of Neil Young's Thrasher there from the great album Borrowed Tunes, a tribute to Neil Young. Holy cow, I love that one indeed. And before that, Lace and Pretty Flowers from the first Blacking the Rodeo Kings record, Higher Hurtin'. And Stephen Fearing, of course, will be here on Saturday at the West End Cultural Center and right here live in the studio on Thursday on Steel Belted Fearing Radio, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Do not miss that. That will be very good indeed. So be here for that. And as if that weren't enough, I also got some more exciting news. We'll need a couple of weeks to cool off after on Thursday having Serena Ryder and Stephen Fearing here live in the studio on the same night. We'll need a bit of time to cool off. But in 3 weeks, mark your calendars now, because this is going to be another step. I'm telling you, this guy's going to be good. This guy, he played the Folk Fest last year, and nobody had heard of him. And I did a little research beforehand, and I checked up on this guy, and I thought, this guy is going to be one of the standout big hits of the Folk Fest, one of our big discoveries. I called it before the Folk Fest, and I was darn right. This guy was absolutely incredible at the Folk Fest. Hasn't been back since, but he's coming back on February the 11th, West End Cultural Center, with our old pal Matt Epp. This is going to be a show and a half. I'm so excited. This guy's coming back to town. He's coming from California, though. We've already warned him how cold it's going to be. But he's going to come here live in the studio on that Sunday, February the 11th, first. And make sure you go see him at the West End. His name is Jesse DiNatale. And this is Shangri-La West.
I come in after working. It's in the Blackbird Cafe. I know every drink, I know every face. I find a little note tucked in my vest. Said, are you ever coming to Shangri-La West? Oh, the ocean is quiet, and their boat, it was blue. There was a time you could see the crew. They set sail long ago, but in peace they rest. They're gonna make it to no Shangri-La. Poets and painters, both young and old, tell me what they saw, what truth was told. Be it so humble, but to merely suggest they made it to Shangri-La. Smile on it, smile on it, smile for the rest. Say it's for real, Shangri-La West. If there's a wild wind blowing, blowing in your soul, you're not there yet where you wanted to go. I always thought destiny was someplace at best, but it'll follow you anywhere in Shangri-La. Your mythical presence needs an old palm tree. This land is your land, meant for you and me. Your words and your wisdom, your words of jest, they're all still here in Shangri-La. Shout on it, shout on it, shout for the rest. Say it's for real, yeah, Shangri-La.
Shangri-La was Cumberland. Shangri-La was Cumberland. Shangri-La was. Thank you.
The great Andy Shepherd there from his self-titled release. That's King MZ. And good news, bad news week for Andy Shepherd this week, or for Andy Shepherd fans anyway. He, of course, has been for a few years now, since Ross Porter jumped ship, the host of After Hours on CBC Radio 2, their jazz show at night. And CBC just announced that they're sort of redesigning their Radio 2. And along with that, they're giving Andy the boot. So that show is being canceled. And I was pretty sad about that, because even though I don't listen to jazz that much, I started listening when I got to know Andy, and not a bad show, and he's such a good host and stuff. So I felt bad, and you know, I kind of emailed him, and it turns out that he's sticking around, and he's going to be part of a new contemporary music show on CBC Radio 2. Who knows how contemporary or how good that'll be, but with Andy Shepherd as part of it, it's bound to be good. The good news, though, the real good news, is that Andy will be coming back to town in February, and he's got some free time on February the 11th. It just happens to be a Sunday afternoon. What do you know? So hopefully we're going to get Andy Shepherd finally down here live in the studio on February the 11th, along with the guy we heard before that, Jesse DiNatale, title track to his album Shangri-La West. He's got a great new one called Soul Parade, and he will be in town to play for us on February the 11th, so check that out. Anyways, time has once again flown by. I don't know where it goes, but we're out of here. Bluegrass Guy's coming in with our Sunday drive. I got one more. I just got to fit this in. Got a request from our old pal, Allison. Apparently, we have a new listener out there in the UK, Jack. Apparently, you're a Ryan Adams fan. Well, this one's for you. Thanks for being here. Stay tuned next Sunday, of course, 2 to 4 p.m., and Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Be here, be here, be here. Thanks. Bye. Come on.
Pay my respect to the company store. I ain't got no money, don't want no more. Pay my respect to the company boys and just move along. I worked hard for every little bit I got. I got lucky once on some advice. Met a dark-haired girl at the Mississippi Moon. Must have left by mistake one night in a hurry, Lord. And that ain't promises don't pay cash at the bank. If they did, I'm betting you would. You couldn't pay me for the time that it took to write a check or buy a baby doll for my girl. And I worked hard for every little bit I got. The things I got are gonna stay. It's been flooding so hard on this company mines that you know it's gonna flood someday.